Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to find out more about healthcare options available in our area. Today we'll continue our conversation with Philip Price. Philip is a nurse practitioner at Mercy Urgent Care. So opioids, what are they?
Opioids are medications such as morphine, oxycodone, hydrocodone, fentanyl. Those are some you might have heard of, that are used to treat pain. They decrease the intensity of signals sent to the brain, relaying pain. They've been used for many years to treat both chronic and acute pain. They're good drugs, but they also have some side effects, including over-sedation, addiction, and even death.
The crisis is now, but they've been using this stuff for a long time. Why is the crisis now? Over-prescribing, or has there been a change in formulations? Is it newer than I realize it is? I'm just kind of interested, if they're older drugs, why has the crisis shown up now?
The crisis has been a perfect storm of two things.
Mm-hmm.
One, in the late 90s and the early 2000s, pharmaceutical companies were pushing the medications hard, saying that they are non-addictive and that they were really good at treating pain for chronic pain. The other side of that is the medical community was trying to address pain as the fifth vital sign, and the goal was to be able to eliminate pain. And so with the combination of these medications aren't addicting and there's low side effect profile, with the new goal of eliminating pain, opioids were prescribed at very high levels, and we have now come to see the effects of that.
So we know it's all there. Are there any special programs going on to help folks with that problem right now?
Yes. There are many guidelines put out by the Centers for Disease Control and the North Carolina STOP Act, which stands for Strengthen Opioid Misuse Prevention Act, and that was signed in 2017. And it's being used to address providers providing too many opioids and to kind of help rein that in.
Okay.
And so a lot of the guidelines include checking the Controlled Substance Registry before prescribing opioids, educating patients on proper storage and administration of medications, limiting opioid use to 3 days for acute-type pains, and prescribing the least amount of medication needed to provide adequate pain relief.
Are there programs or anything available that would give folks an alternative route to stay away from the opioids and get into something maybe different? Is there anything that you guys are doing along that line?
Yes. Mercy Urgent Care has recently updated its policy on pain management to correctly align with the CDC and NCSTOP Act guidelines. And so for most issues, pain can be adequately controlled using anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxers, physical therapy, stretching.
So that's the type of thing that doctors, family nurse practitioners discuss with patients, in addition to when they have a pain problem that's something that might involve an opioid, to try to help, just don't even prescribe them to start with.
Correct. And in fact, there are some studies that show that taking one ibuprofen tab with one extra strength Tylenol provides pain relief 60% better than one 10 milligram Percocet.
Wow. So if they come up with combinations like that and continue to study it, it'll help with the overall situation. Let's go back and talk just a little bit about Mercy Urgent Care again. If folks want more information about your organization and the services that you offer, is there a website they can check out?
Yes, there is, mercyurgentcare.org. You can go to the website, see what services we provide, see if you should need to go to the emergency room or come to see us instead. And we also have different locations, addresses, phone numbers, and you can sign up on the website to make an appointment. Though all of our clinics are walk-in based, you can try to reserve a sign-in time,
if you'd like. Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming by and taking a few minutes to talk to us and update us. It's the first time we had an opportunity to talk with anyone from Mercy Urgent Care, so we're excited to have you and know that you're helping take care of parts of the community. We appreciate you, and thanks for coming and seeing us today.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us.
Mercy Urgent Care is located at 41 Charlie Brown Road in Burnsville. And thank you to Philip Price, a nurse practitioner with Mercy Urgent Care, for speaking with us over the past 2 days. Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to find out more about healthcare services in our area. Today's and yesterday's program was sponsored by Mercy Urgent Care. Thank you for listening.